I learned a new hug. Is it? Can I refer to you as the artist? Because I'm just a tad confused and I want to get it out. Is that okay? Does it matter?
You're the media, so it's cool.
It's all good? I'm a part of them? Okay. It is an honor to have you here, though.
Appreciate it.
You're here sort of every day in spirit, because once any other guest is here, over their shoulder is a shot of your record on the Virgin Megastore, Raven to the Joy Fantastic.
That's nice. That's
Sometimes
nice.
They get in the way and block it.
Excuse my voice, I have a little laryngitis.
Oh, that's
I was supposed to sit up here and sing, but you don't want to hear it. It's not a wonderful thing.
Are you taking anything for it? Are you on antibiotics, hardcore
taking
stuff?
Taking anything for it? No.
Have you ever seen the show, the top 10 videos on TRL?
I've been watching it recently because of that out there. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Also out there, you'll see Christina Aguilera. We got the Foo Fighters. We have a show here with the top 10 that no radio station would ever really dare play. What are your thoughts on us playing Korn right into the Backstreet Boys? And I'd be curious to know your comments on the music on TRL.
I don't keep up with today's music too much, probably because I play. When I want new music, I just make some, you know.
Yeah. You have the luxury of doing that. I wish I could do that. I have to play the videos. Congratulations on the record. It was just a lot of fun to listen to in a day of in an age of disposable music. It's great to have a record out. Sheryl Crow was here yesterday.
In an age of what?
Disposable music. It's always nice to have some
What's
music.
What's disposable?
Well, music that seems to sort of come and go. Music that lasts for maybe just a couple of weeks sometimes. But it seems like your music tends to stay with us for a long period of time, which is refreshing.
You don't promote any of that disposable music, do you?
Well, I gotta pay rent and, it's like if I was a bartender and I didn't like Jack and Coke, I'd still serve it to somebody if that's what they wanted.
Ooh.
How's that for an analogy?
All right.
we also wanna have open the questions for you guys here and people at home.
Okay, the question is, as the artist, he's a musician, you know, and I wanna know that if he's like updated to the TV shows and the movies right now, and I just want to know what's his favorite TV show and what was the last movie he saw?
Welcome to TRL. And your favorite color would be a nice addition.
I have a big problem with a lot of today's movies. I had a discussion with a friend of mine recently, and I asked him if he thought that I won't say the name, but a very popular horror flick, if it was real or fake, and he said, it's fake. And I said, why don't you tell me one of the scenes from it? And he said, okay, and he told me one of the scenes. I said, it's with you, isn't it? It's gonna be with you the rest of your life, isn't it? And he said, what do you mean? I said, it's now a part of you, it's now a part of your fiber. And what you watch and what you listen to turns into you, and I think it's important that we start to have some sort of censorship. We've turned that word into a bad word, but it's really, you know, we're kind of jacking our kids' brains up.
Yeah.
You know, we
yeah.
need to start examining the stuff a little bit more closely. Turn the TV off, just like for a week. What if we just shut down for a week and everybody had to find stuff to do?
Yeah.
And then we'd really have Y2K, huh?
Yeah, no kidding. And what do you think about maybe censorship for some of the music that's out? Would that philosophy carry over into that arena as well?
Well, you know, I'm not one to judge, but I think we have to look at how things stack up to the truth. When